Blog Talk Radio.
Drop the mic when I'm finished and watch it smoke.
I need background singers, four ring fingers, shell toe Adidas, old school beepers, 40 cal heater right next to the penis, loud ass speakers, Kenwood tweeters, top model divas with exotic ass features, while I guzzle on a 40 with a shorty with my feet up, and she like it when I eat her, so I turn into a creature, grown ass man, show respect when you see us, judge to the Vatican, skywalking Anakin, Rich Daily, bitch pay me, oh he on that again, pockets getting fat again, busting out the scene. Fucking nigga dreams, I'm sitting on them things. Still Ray, phenomenal, burn up by the abdominal. My flow so silly, these niggas comical. I'm high than a chandelier, staff walking out of here. Money bags, heavyweight, rich clothes, Vladimir.
I'm dope, I'm fly, I'm fresh to death. I'm dope, I'm fly, I'm fresh to death. I'm dope, I'm fly, I'm dope, I'm fly. Wrist, Taj Mahal, neck, Bangladesh. I'm dope, I'm fly, I'm fresh to death. I'm dope, I'm fly, I'm fresh to death.
What up? They call me Capital A. The OGs tell me I remind them of back in the day. I don't freeze, I keep it moving while they rapping delay. On her knees is where she at, like I asked her to pray. Well, I'm from the city where they always on a paper chase. Lyrical monster, politicking with baby face. Doping and cocaine, born in 88. But the B-boy stand, standing on 80 crates. Check out the melody, hand out a cigar. These niggas couldn't give a tip if they were out at the bar. Tell them put it on my tab. My foot is on the gas, on the fast. Why these niggas looking like they mad? I might just bring back the shell tops and keep it illy to my niggas at that cell block. What down, smoke? What your up? Boy got his cool back, and I made this beat return to the boom back.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo,
you
yo.
Are tuned in to another edition of the Dopeness Interview Series. You are live right now with your boy Babyface Monster, the host. And I believe I'm on live with New York's finest, Your Highness.
What's going on?
What's going on, brother? How you feeling, man?
I'm chilling, man. I'm feeling good, man. How about you?
Man, perfect, dog. Everything's perfect. Man, we made it another year. 2016 is crazy.
Most definitely. Feeling
man,
good,
it's good to
man.
Talk with you, though, man. Feel good to talk
it's
with you, brother.
Thank you, man. I feel good to be here, man. You know, the pleasure is all mine.
All right, so for those who don't know, Your Highness, CEO of The Arc 7. You want to check him out at thearcwith2k7.com. And my brother said he wants to bring back the good quality music, you know what I'm saying? Hopes to switch it up and turn non-believers into believers and good music again. So is that what you scheduled to do right there with Birthright?
Yeah, my whole thing is with my next project, man, I just really want to have, you know, a new sound, like just something that's, you know, nothing's new under the sun. As far as music-wise and, you know, as far as hip-hop goes, we've all been inspired by things that have come before us. You know what I'm saying? And there's certain traditions that were taken away from hip-hop that aren't there currently. And, you know what I'm saying? It's just time to be, you know, to bring... Well, not just bring it back, but just remodel it. You know what I mean?
You're talking about renovating the craft.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, man. It's times and change, Jack. That's for sure. You know.
That's
when halter tops. Nah, man.
Yeah, it's getting a little different.
Halter tops is in now, B.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. No.
You ain't got to speak on them. You know, you spoke on them enough in your new in your new hit. That hard times. We're going to get into that in a second.
Okay, okay.
But besides yourself, who is your favorite hip hop artist? Past or present?
Past or present. I mean, yo, man, there's so many inspiring people like in the underground. Like, really, like right now, there's not really so many mainstream artists that I listen to. But as far as like I'm big on underground, like, and I know, you know what I'm saying, this is from the Midwest, man. I listen to Dreezy, you know what I'm saying? I rocks with Dreezy like real hard, man. She's dope. I like Bibby Get It In, Lil Herb Get It In. Like, you know, as far as from like New York City, there's a whole underground movement. My homie Noah Vincent, you know what I'm saying? There's just so many people. It's hard to say, you know what I'm saying? I try to keep up with them when I can, because I really work hard on what I'm doing, man. I try to get this project to be like perfect, you know what I mean? How I really want it to sound and be delivered the right way.
Well, we were just talking about like inspiration and, you know, the old and the new. So, like hip hop in the 90s, like rap golden era, like what kind of influence do you see like the golden era of rap having on like today?
I mean, as far as like back then to now, like yeah, man, like everybody who used to put out music in the 90s, whether it be Nas, you know, Jay-Z or Pimp C, you know what I'm saying, just there's a whole, just hip-hop in general, man. Just listening to all the sounds and the different vibes that people bring to it, it's just all inspiring to me. You know, it's not just really one, you know what I'm saying, just one specific thing. And, like, you know, we need to get back to a point where we can have all different kinds of music instead of just one sound. You see how when things come out now, it seems like there's one wave. You know what I'm saying? And we need to be able to have... What was ill about it back in the days in the golden era was that you had a whole bunch of different sounds. And that's what made it better for each artist, because it's authentic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Reason why I asked that question is because they just dropped this new miniseries type thing on VH1 called The Breaks. Did you catch that?
Okay. No, yeah, I heard about it, but I didn't get a chance to really watch it.
Yeah, it's looking real dope, man. You know, it's following cats back in the 90s, you know, trying to make it in the industry and everything. But, yeah, man, now you got cats like Joey Badass. You know, you got J. Cole, you got Kendrick on the left coast. You know, yeah. People who really sound like they bringing it back to, you know, like it's a movement now.
Yeah, most definitely.
Do you count yourself as like part of that kind of movement?
I wouldn't count myself into anybody else's movement. You know what I mean? I would feel like, I mean, you know, if you do your history on me, I've been making music before these guys even came out. Like, you know what I'm saying, as far as rapping. And you know, I've seen them come out, and I've heard tracks from them, and I think that they're dope artists. And you know, but I've been doing my same thing that I'm doing now for my entire career. Like, I never switched up, and you know what I'm saying. I appreciate what they're doing, but you know, I just hope to be me. Like, you know what I'm saying. That's what's special about every one of us is that no one's like everybody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a dope answer, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Be yourself. What go say? What go say on the album?
Yeah, man.
Come out however you want to take it. Fuck it.
Yeah. Who's going to be me better than me? You know?
Truth. All right. So, yeah, man. Hard Times. What was your inspiration in writing Hard Times?
Well, basically, just Hard Times was just like, man, it just, what it is for me as far as me being an independent artist and, you know what I'm saying, trying to make things possible, you know, it's kind of difficult. It's, you know what I'm saying, it's just me writing about my reality, you know what I'm saying, to make things happen on your own. and to start a legacy from scratch is, you know, it's not the easiest thing, but, you know, it takes a strong person to be able to, you know, accept that task. And I feel like that's my goal. And everybody, you look at any record label, any businessman, they started from scratch. You know what I mean? And it's possible for everybody. And that's just what I want to bring forth.
There you have it. Hey, brother, go ahead and introduce that thing. We're going to play it.
Man, it's right here, man. It's called Hard Times. The name's Your Highness, man, produced by Peace Soul. And we here, man, Blog Talk Radio, the dopeness. Wow.
Yeah. Check me out, look, used to be behind you, now that I'm beyond you. Seeing that you bite my cell, I feel that shit an honor. Got them dudes that write for you, what happened to your honor? I changed my fucking lifestyle, I ain't trying to see your honor. My bad, I had to sun you, boy, but this just a reminder. Had my shorty draw the whip, I sit back on recliner. Just to tell the truth, man, I don't know why they on me, but I ain't gonna stop till my chick is rich as Beyonce. They need to get off it, these niggas done lost it. Married to the game and I ain't gonna divorce it. Good at what I do, man, I'm entitled to floss it. I'm chillin' in my room here on some boss shit. Nigga, I'm a deep thinker, paper roller, I'm a wet drinker. You outdated, I made you history like the Incas. Listen, fuck what you thinkin', lyrical scriptures I'm inkin'. I'm cold like the icebergs, it's Titanic, now let it sink in. I'm poking holes in your facade, I tell my truth with no disguise. My presence is a present, got the gift, oh why you so surprised? Nigga so plain, we ain't in the same plane. You can't hide up off my words, free the mind, spark the brain. Of course you getting conscious, boy, we blocking up the lane. It's our time to shine, we gon' do the damn thing. And tell the truth, swagger jacking is getting hard. Don't need a president because change comes from the guard. Know that we going off, know that we going hard. And shout out to my peoples who made it from Boulevard. Shout out to my peoples with 9 to 5, they on the job. We all in the same problems, we fighting against the odds. Hustle, we gon' make it out the struggle. All we know is hustle, we gon' make it out the struggle. All we know is hustle, we gon' make it out the struggle. Yeah, make it out, make it out. All we know is hustle, we gon' make it out the struggle. All we know is hustle, we gon' make it out the struggle. All we know is hustle, we gon' make it out the struggle. Yeah, make it out, make it out. We keep it righteous, bruh. Fast and steady, we making moves, that's something you know already. Shout out to my fam, my peoples, I fucks with heavy. Listen, we know you fool, you just a plate of spaghetti. We see you gassed up, like you live at the Getty. You make the wrong moves, we turn your ass to confetti. I keep it straight up, look, listen, get your aim up. Your south side back blocks where your shit, it gets sprayed up. This is way too easy, a drill, dog. I lay up, your girl way too easy, I drill, dog. I lay up, see the mean city streets, that's where I came up. Hustling and bustling, trying to get our name up. Hating niggas, come on, wanting them bring it on. That's another nigga lost, we call that Raven Simone. And take these lames out of the game with no effort. I'm from the 5 boroughs, my part of city, the desert, yeah. Claim they the best and we force them right in retirement. With these 5 fingers, we call that power refinement. They telling lies, this thing is even on the scale. Fuck you and go to hell, they sell my people to jail. And I'ma be myself and I make you a little madder. I put my fist in the air and I tell you Black Lives Matter. Listen here, my community's a friend of me. We showing mad love, man, we never pretend to be. I'm staring in the face of the enemy. We connected in synergy and you can feel the energy. I got the whole coast covered like a coat. Listen, we gon' turn the tide, ride the wave like a boat. Anybody in the way, we gon' rain, you get soaked. I'm the fucking cartel, the deliverer of dope. They think they ill now because they throwing signs up. Bitch nigga, get your rhyme up, telling them that they sign up. Yeah, hustle, we gon' make it out the struggle. All we know is hustle, we gon' make it out the struggle. No, we know it's hustle, we gon' make it out the struggle. Yeah, make it out, make it out. All we know is hustle, we gon' make it out the struggle. All we know is hustle, we gon' make it out the struggle. Listen, all we know is hustle, we gon' make it out the struggle. Yeah, make it out, make it out. I will never sit while life goes by. Yeah, brother Slim, well you know we high. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Nigga like me, man.
Hey,
hey. Yeah, yeah.
And we back, yeah. Man. The Dopeness Interview Series with Your Highness. Man, Yeah, we just played that Hard Times, man. How you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good.
Man, you did that. You did that. Hard Times. All right, so that's off. Is that off the new album, Birthright?
Yeah, that's going to be on there.
Word. So when can we expect that?
Well, you know, I really don't want to put a date out there just as of right now. You know, I mean, I got a few more surprises before I decide to really release it. But I just want to work hard, man. I just want to, you know, show and prove, you know, it'd be worth the wait.
And now Birthright. So how did you come up with that concept? Like, what is the project about?
Well, I mean, I don't want to give too much away about it, but what Birthright is you know, it's about, you know, it is a message for all of us. Like, you know, for all of us to be born, we have certain rights to do what we feel. You know, we have the free will to do what we feel, you know, is right. You know what I mean? And as long as it's a good thing and it's for, you know, the world to admire, you know, that's the message that I want to put out there, to keep positive things happening and to grow.
Okay. So we'll hear some new joints from that Birthright pretty soon? Or what do you think?
Yeah, you know. I'm going to release something else.
Okay, you're going to tease us with it, basically. Tease.
Yeah. You know, I want people to know, you know, that is something worth listening to. Not just one joint, you know what I'm saying? There's going to be more than one hot thing on there.
Word. All right, so let's talk about your history, man, because... like you said, you know, your career goes back some ways. How do your parents feel about, like, your music career or, you know, your path that you chose or your lyrics?
I mean, at first, like, you know, they support me in everything that I do. But at first, I guess they didn't think I was taking it too seriously. Maybe they thought I was just playing around with it. But then, you know, they started seeing other things, like... what was really big was when I was on MTV. I did MTV twice, but when I did the Hot 16 on MTV, that was pretty big. Like, you know, for my family to sit down, like, and, you know, people call me, "Yo, man, yo, you on TV?" You know what I'm saying? Like, that was cool. You know what I'm saying? And then I guess from there they saw, you know, I put out my project and you know, certain things that I did, and they just really they've been listening. They seen the growth. Yeah, you know. They just seen the growth from the whole process. So, you know, it's always crazy. I always get those conversations where it's like, "Wow, man, I remember when you wasn't rapping. Now you're doing something with what you love," you know.
Man, that's awesome. So now the other part of it is so that's what I didn't understand. Is Arc7, is that a label, a collective? What kind of movement is that?
Really, just what the Arc7 is just like, you know, like, it's like, you know how it's not a religious thing, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, it comes from that concept. It's the idea of what the Arc is, and the Arc is to save, you know what I'm saying? And basically, that's what I want to do. I want to bring something new to hip hop, like, you know, whether it be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how they have all different forms of arcs you've seen, space movies or whatever. However you want to take it, it's something that saves people. You know what I mean? And this whole thing is to save the sound of hip-hop and to really bring things back. It's a collective. It's everything that you could think of. It's whatever it is to benefit hip-hop, to benefit the culture in general, that's what I'm here for.
Wow. Okay. So that's a very powerful concept, dog. So it's not just like one thing. It's organic.
Yeah. It's multiple things. It's like there's no margins. Like I just want to be as creative as possible, and I'm here to work with people who's trying to do the same thing. That's the whole thing. We gotta recreate this industry for how we want it. If you know, I hear a lot of people saying that they don't like the sound. You know what I'm saying? And they don't like what's going on in hip hop. But we can't just talk about it. We gotta be about it.
True. So, I mean, that brings up another good point, you know, staying independent versus the industry, versus taking a 360 deal and getting signed. So, I mean, what's your stance on that? Like, where is this going to take you? Are you going to stay independent and grind it out, or are you going
to... Yeah. not to cut you off, you know, I'm not really looking to sign no deals. And I'm not trying to put out a message, you know what I'm saying, to say to not do it, because maybe some people, that's how they feel. Like I said, everybody has their free will. You could do what you want to do, you know what I'm saying, but I choose not to do that. I choose to do the other thing. I feel like when I can release things when I feel comfortable. I have control over what I want to promote and what I want to put out. And I like that, and I think I'm going to keep that, you know, because... I could go with what I feel and how I feel at any point in time.
Word. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of pros and cons to both of them, you know. Definitely creative control is definitely one of the biggest points, you know, staying yourself.
Yeah.
Independent and in just reaping all of the benefits of your hard work. I feel that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you gotta grind from the bottom, man. You gotta build up blocks, man. Well, that's what Will Smith, you know what I'm saying? Will Smith said you gotta build them brick by brick, man. That's just how it gotta go.
What about things that people wish they had, like, you know, like going platinum? Like, does going platinum or gold matter to you?
I mean, it's possible for everybody. Like, you know what I mean? Like I said before, like, record labels have started from nothing. Like, every business had to start from nothing. That's the whole purpose of a business, and it's the whole purpose of doing things. It's about growth. Now, if you could ride the industry coattail, and you could do what that is, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not knocking nobody for doing that. That's their decision. But for me, I feel like I can do the same thing, and I'll get there in time. It's like, why rush? Like, you know, normally fast food isn't good for you anyway.
So, all right, man. Yeah. So look. So I've never been to New York, man. So tell me, what's your favorite place to perform and why?
My favorite place to perform. Well, I mean, I'm taking a little break off performing, but my favorite performance place was probably, oh man, I performed in a few spots. The spot that I'm thinking of right now, it's not even there anymore, actually.
Nah.
It was actually a basement. It was a basement spot that was up in Soho, man. I really, the name is slipping my mind right now.
No worries. So, do you have anything planned in the future?
Definitely. What's for the future is just, you know, putting my project together, you know, getting my promotion to be right, getting my people that's going to be on a project to be right, my features and whatnot. Yeah, I have some artists that I'm going to, you know, contact and you know, get things together with, and you know, we just gonna put out this project, man, and see what it do.
Well, I was actually asking about any shows in the future. Like, do you have any album release plans or you know, tours that you're thinking about, like, to kick off the drop?
Yeah, most definitely. Performing is a very huge part about, you know, of being an artist anyway. But right now, I'm in the musical stage of just putting out what I feel would be right. And then from there, then that's when we start doing our shows and things together. I was actually talking to a few other artists that's from New York as well, about getting everything together and having some shows and stuff like that. So, you know, we're in the works of that, man. And, you know, it'll be good. It'll be good to move together as a unit.
Word, brother. Hey, man, I really love the music, dog. Keep on doing
your
thing. I really, really appreciate you messing with the Dopeness interview series. Pleasure to have you.
Man, thank you, man. I'm happy to be here, man. Hopefully we can do this again, you know?
Man, gratitude, number respect, brother. We're going to go out.
Man, thank you.
We're going to go out to Story to Tell. I got that off the SoundCloud.
Cool.
And I was feeling
okay,
that one.
Cool. Yeah, thank you.
But
thank
definitely,
you, thank you.
Definitely let everybody know where to hit you at, where they can find you at.
Well, yeah, man, you know, you can find me. You can just Google me, man. YAHINESS. One more time, it's YAHINESS. Instagram, Yahoo, Twitter, you know, all that.
All right. You heard my brother. It's Your Highness. Make sure you hit him up. Go and follow him at Twitter right now. At Your Highness, that's at YAHINESS, Your Highness. And look out for that
exactly.
Birthright, man.
Yeah, man, all right. It's coming, man. We're going to get some more joints, man. I'll send you some other things, man, get some more play.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, all right, well. Brother. And all right, y'all, thanks for listening, man. We out.
All right, man, stay up.
I knew a young hustler, the flyest nigga on the block, posted up, had a fetish for figures. No forgetting that niggas, putting triggers in niggas. Swerve with that knife that's on his hip, one swing will probably rip ya. But with that selling, shit just wasn't compatible, reading up on your own. Now these niggas is mad at you, pushing weed and pills from his navy blue Malibu, trying to move to the eels or somewhere that's close to Malibu. All we wanted was a whipping and chain, just a seller selling his shit every hustler's dream. Since selling turns to beefing, beefing leaves the police in your crib, or better yet, niggas come where you live. He had his own block, was off to a slow start. Needed some fast money, then a stick up in Villa Park. Two shots fired, he left his face with a mark. Three cop cars pull up before he can leave the park. $300 ain't enough for his bail. It's only too much, it's either jail or hell. It doesn't really matter, either option you fail. If you make it out of this, you got a story to tell. Yeah, you got a story to tell. If you make it out of this, you got a story to tell. Yeah, you got a story to tell. If you make it out of this, you got a story to tell.
Things moving fast paced as you upstate. I spoke to your mom, and she's stressing every night as she up late. Let me let you know about Nakoto. You only gone a week and she creeping, think I don't know though. Come from some corny nigga, I seen the Instagram photos. Heard he got a disease, I'm sure that she'll burn slow though. But yo, the block got it in all hell. They think it's sweeter than Carvel since it became the cartel. But you know, since I lost my cousin Andre, the streets look different, everyone look like an entree. I know some niggas round the way, they creeping on them. They gon' drop through, pull up and pull out on them. And I know that it's rough spending time with those cyphers. Even though you won't righteous, try to live your life righteous. I sent this letter with some dollars that'll help. With the Holy Quran, you need some knowledge yourself. Not trying to take you from Christianity, but give it a week, it'll help your sanity. And if they inside the pit, truth for them, not convinced. You a Southside nigga, so you better represent. They bomb a home inside the hood. These dudes don't know peace. Police wildin' in Brooklyn, shooting kids and they don't peace. I'm trying to make moves, got the arm of the law. Keep it real 100, peace, God, praise the law. Yeah, you got a story to tell. If you make it out of this, you got a story to tell. Yeah, you got a story to tell. If you make it out of this, you got a story to tell. Yeah, you got a story to tell. If you make it out of this, you got a story to tell. Yeah, you got a story to tell. If you make it out of this, you got a story to tell.
Baby face monster, peace.